This is the Making Good Podcast, episode number 3. Welcome to the Making Good Podcast with me, Jen Gale. Stay tuned for inspirational stories from ethical and social entrepreneurs and people making good stuff happen in their communities, as well as tips, tools, and techniques to help you grow your ethical business and amplify your impact. In today's episode, I do what I do with my coaching clients, and I start with why. I talk about why I think it's so important for us to get really clear about our why, and to be able to articulate that to our potential customers or clients and to our tribe on social media. And I also share a little exercise with you that should help you to really drill down into the whys behind your business or social enterprise. I do hope it's helpful. Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 3. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm sure I'm not the only one who's a big fan of Simon Sinek's TED Talk called How Great Leaders Inspire Action, which sparked his book Start With Why. I'm a firm believer in the power of why. And I think that as ethical business owners or social entrepreneurs or bloggers or as anyone out there creating change, we need to get really clear about our why. So first up, why? Getting clear on your why, the reasons behind why you're doing the things that you do, what drives you and gets you out of bed each morning is such a valuable thing to do. For the very reason that it makes you get out of bed each morning. Even on the days when it feels like the world is against you. When it feels like you're taking one step backwards for every two steps forwards. When it all just starts to feel too hard. Reminding yourself of your why can act as a powerful motivator to get out from under that metaphorical or literal duvet, to get you out there and to keep you taking those baby steps in the direction of your vision. Another great reason for knowing your why is that if you're really clear about it, you'll be able to communicate it easily and naturally to your potential customers or clients. As ethical business owners, this is possibly even more important than for air quotes, and I did the little air quotes thing with my fingers there, air quotes normal business owners. It's what sets you apart from others. It's why people will be drawn to you, why they'll go the extra mile and maybe even pay a little bit more for your products and your services, because they believe in the same things you do. They hear your why, your message, and it resonates with them. When you know your why and you're really confident about what you stand for and the values that run through your business, you may also find it becomes easier to say no. Now, this might sound counterintuitive, but sometimes for our businesses to grow and to grow in the right direction, there comes a time when we need to start saying no. Being able to check back in with our why and ask ourselves whether this opportunity, this client, this bit of work fits with our values and our why can be a great barometer for checking whether this is something that will actually move us and our business in the right direction. And it can help to give us the confidence to say no if it doesn't. When I start working with my clients, I always ask them what it is that success looks like to them. Because a conventional definition of success is those six-figure months that all the Facebook ads keep screaming at me about, and the big house and the trappings of wealth, you know, the things like the fast cars and the fancy watches. But I'm willing to bet that for a significant majority of you listening right now, that isn't your definition of success, and it's not mine either. Yes, I want to generate a good income and I want to be paid well when I do great work, but that's not what drives me. What drives me is creating a business doing something that I love, being able to help other people to do something that they love too, and that's making the world a better place. What also drives me is having a business that can fit in around my kids and my family. So success for me means a full client list of empowered and fulfilled business owners who are creating the change that they want to see in the world, as well as being able to pick my kids up from school every day. If someone asked you why you do what you do, I bet you could reel off a good 5 or 6 reasons. As I said before, as ethical business owners, we're driven by things other than profit. We see something wrong in the world and we create a business solution for it. Like one of my clients, Vix, from Bow to Beauty Bespoke, she'd had enough of those horrible plastic name badges you get given at events and conferences, and she was appalled at the amount of plastic waste that they generate. So she came up with the brilliantly simple idea of crafting these beautiful wooden name badges, all made from sustainable sources and laser engraved with your business logo. She saw a problem and she created a sustainable solution. One of her whys is reducing plastic consumption, but I also know from the conversations that we've had together that she's driven by the beauty of design as well. Sarah Venn, who I interviewed in episode 2 from Incredible Edible Bristol, her why is wanting to be able to share the power of gardening with as many people as possible and using it to bring communities and powers together. I talked a little bit about my whys just a minute ago, and I mentioned that one of my drivers is creating a business that fits in around my kids. It's really important to me that I have the flexibility to be able to go to school assemblies and nativity plays and sports days, that it's not the end of the world if they're ill, and that I can spend time with them during the school holidays while they're still young enough to want me around. And I want to reassure you that it's okay to have these slightly less altruistic whys. Not all of our whys have to be for the greater good and to be making the world a better place. If you're an ethical business owner, it kind of goes without saying that many of your whys will be those kinds of whys, but you'll have other whys too, and that's okay. Your whys may well even be financial. If you want to earn enough money to be able to retire to that self-sufficient small holding of your dreams, maybe that's just my dream, then that's awesome. What a powerful motivation to get you up and get you out there. Or if you only want to work 3 days a week, that's brilliant. Just think how productive you'll be on those 3 days, knowing that the work you do then is helping to fuel your 4-day weekends. So take some time today to have a think about your whys. What are the problems that you're solving? And why do you want to solve them? A really useful tool here to help you get clear on this is something called the 5 whys. It's kind of encouraging you to be that annoying 3-year-old and to just keep asking why 5 times until you've drilled down to the essence of why you do what you do. So pretend you've met someone at a networking event, or you're chatting to a mum in the school playground, or you've ended up next to that chatty stranger on the train, and they ask you what you do. So I'd say something like, I work with ethical business owners and social entrepreneurs to help them grow their businesses and amplify their impact. And they say, awesome, that sounds great. Why do you do that? I was thinking about trying to do a different accent for the different people, but I think that's beyond me. So you're just going to have to stick with my voice. So they say, awesome, that sounds great. Why do you do that? So I say, well, running your own business can be pretty lonely sometimes. And it's hard when you have no one to bounce ideas off or to keep you accountable and on track. So I help people to do this by providing the time and the space they need to work through their problems and to find the right solutions. Fabulous. Why is that important? Well, sometimes it can be really easy to get caught up in the day-to-day running of our business and to forget about the big vision and where we're heading. I help people to reconnect with that vision and ensure they're taking the steps they need to get there. Sounds great, but why do you do that? I think that's why number 3. Well, I work from a place where I believe that as individuals, all our choices and our actions have an impact on the people and the world around us. That impact can be positive or negative, depending on the choices we make. As business owners, that potential impact, be it positive or negative, is amplified because we're bigger than just one person. We're reaching more people and putting more stuff out into the world. I really believe that business can be a force for good, and that good business should be about people, planet, and profit. I want to spread that message and to support the people who are running those kinds of businesses. Wow, that's really powerful stuff. But why is it important that business is about more than profit? Why number 4? Because we live on a planet of 7 billion people, a planet that's running out of resources. We live in an unfair world where people in other parts of it are being exploited for the benefits of us here in the Western world, where people are homeless or refugees or isolated from society for a myriad of different reasons. The people I work with are coming up with creative solutions to tackle these problems at the same time as earning a living, and that is a total win-win. All businesses should be earning money at the same time as doing something to make the world a better place, even if it's just something like donating a proportion of their profits to charity. Oh wow, I hear that, that's brilliant, but why does that matter? Why number 5? Because I want my kids to grow up and to be safe. I want them to have a habitable planet, one that isn't split by wars over ever scarcer resources, and where we have millions of climate change refugees. I want them to be able to breathe clean air and swim in unpolluted rivers. And if that's what I want, then I need to be doing everything I can to make sure that happens. As a family, we've made loads of changes to our lifestyle and continue to make small changes so that we can live more sustainably. And my business allows me to take that one step further. It helps my message of personal responsibility for the impact of our actions as individuals and as businesses reach more people, create more ripples. And I'll be able to look my kids in the eye and tell them I took action to right the wrongs I saw. So can you see how by being annoying and continuing to ask why, it really helped me to move beyond that sort of superficial what and to keep digging until I'd connected with my ultimate why, my kids, the future generations. I want those future generations to be able to grow up in the same beautiful, amazing world that I have, to have the same opportunities I've had, and most importantly, to be safe and well. Now, that might not be the why that I choose to share with the world and with potential clients, but some of those other whys that I uncovered along the way certainly are. Like the ones about taking responsibility for our actions and how the impact of those actions are amplified as business owners, for example. Or the ones about believing that business should be a force for good and that all businesses should be about people and planet as well as profit. So have a go. Be that annoying toddler. Keep asking yourself why until you've drilled down and got really clear about what ultimately drives you. Scribble down some notes as you go and then have a little look back at what you've written and see if there's anything there that you can pull out, any key phrases or any words that you could add to your website copy or to your blog posts that will help you, like your potential customers and your clients, to get really clear about what it is you do and about your values and to be able to engage with you. I'd love to hear your whys. And if this episode and this little exercise has been helpful, so do drop me a line. I'm on jen@jengale.co.uk. Or even better, hop over to Facebook and join my Making Good community and share it with us all there. Until next time, take care, guys. You've been listening to the Making Good podcast with me, Jen Gale. If you've enjoyed the show, I'd really love you to pop over to iTunes to leave a review and say nice things. I'd also love to hear your feedback and your thoughts, so do drop me a line on jen@jengale.co.uk or head over to my Making Good community on Facebook. Thanks for listening.